This is Professor T Love of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And tonight on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to do the instrumental, soul, funk, jazz, you name it. We're doing it here on A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you. Check out that breakbeat, y'all. Ha! Come on, come on, come on. Checking out the legendary, the late great Mr. Charlie Erlin. The song is called Letha. This was done in 1970, and that was off the album called Black Drops on the Prestige label. And you know what's interesting about Charles Erlin? He was born May 24th, 1941, and he passed away on December 11th, 1999. And he was a composer, organist, and saxophonist. And in the soul jazz idiom, you know, if you hear his early albums like Black Drops, Black Talk, Living Black, you know, he was merging jazz and funk together. And you can hear it in his music. You know, Charlie Erlin was born in Philadelphia, and he learned to play the saxophone in high school. He played tenor with Jimmy McGriff at the age of 17. And in 1960, he formed his first group. He started playing the organ after playing with Pat Martino, and then later joined Lou Donaldson's band from 1968 to 1969. And what I didn't know is in 1978, Charlie Erlin hit the disco club scene with a track recorded on Mercury Records called Let the Music Play, which was written by Randy Muller from the funk group Brass Construction. And that song was on the U.S. charts for 5 weeks and reached number 46 on the U.K. singles chart. And, you know, like I said, this is instrumentals night on A Bowl of Soul. And I want you to just get sit back, chill out, relax, get your groove on. We're 16 days into the new year. I'm still going to say to you, Happy New Year to everyone out there. And remember, you can catch me here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And make sure you catch me on Live 365, because that's where it all began. And you can find A Bowl of Soul. I'm also on aircheck.us. You can check a lot of their podcasts there and some of the other DJs that are on the network. I'm just giving a shout out to DJ Heavy in Tampa, Florida. And we started talking, and now my show, A Bowl of Soul, is broadcasted on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. on legend107radio.com, baby. And yes, we're moving forward in 2014. And coming up next is another jazz artist, Latin jazz artist, the late great Mr. Mongo Santamaria, off of his album called La Bamba. From me to you all, and this is A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
off of the album called La Bamba. From me to you all, another hot instrumental, Latin jazz instrumental. You know, Ramon Mango Santa Maria Rodriguez was a rumba quinto master and an Afro-Cuban Latin jazz percussionist. He is most famous for being the composer of the jazz standard Afro Blue, which was recorded by John Coltrane. He was born in Havana, Cuba, April 7th, 1917, and we lost Mango on February 1st, 2003 in Miami, Florida. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. We just bringing out all these hot, funky, soulful instrumentals, something for you to groove to here on A Bowl of Soul. And you know, there's nothing like a sexy pot of coffee. Coming to you here on A Bowl of Soul, Sexy Coffee Pot by Tony Avalon and the Bel Airs. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And the Bel Airs, you know, they said back in those days, 1968, you didn't hear too much funk because, you know, basically in Philly, you know, they was laying down like the symphonic soul sound. But you know what? You gotta definitely say that this song, Sexy Coffee Pot, was definitely that type of song where it's super funky. The groove is spot on and the drum break in the middle of the record is deadly. This is what I'm talking about. This is what, you know, I like to educate the young heads on, is that a lot of these records that you hear, especially the jazz records and some of the funk records, we used to listen to these records, and then when we were DJing in the streets, we would find the break, what you call the break beat, and we would mix the break beat, and that's when you had the MCs rapping over a beat. And let me tell you, some of the baddest tracks are found on jazz records, funk records, and even some soul records. But you know, we found breakbeats in Motown records. We found breakbeats in definitely in Stax records. Stax had some killer drum beats, especially my man, the late great Al Jackson, was laying down some killer drum beats for the Stax record label, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you some smooth Detroit soul from Mr. Al Kent, the Al Kent Orchestra. Talking about, ooh, Pretty Lady. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Driving music, you know, you're driving down the road and you're checking out everybody from left to right. That's some smooth soul music from Mr. Al Kent, who was born Albert Prentice Hamilton in Detroit in 1937. He had made some solo recordings in New York City for Wizard, Baritone, and Checker, and prior to 1967, he had a small amount of input to Golden World as a songwriter. And, you know, Golden World was also the label, Rictic was the label that Edwin Starr came off of. And eventually, Ed Wingate sold Golden World and Rictic to Berry Gordy. And after the sell-off, however, Al Kent's name appeared almost on every Rictic disc as either a songwriter or producer. And he would also release three solo efforts, including the classic, which I'm about to play for you next, which I think is another cool Northern Detroit soul smoker called You've Gotta Pay the Price. And Where Do I Go From Here? The 45 reached pop number 42 and R&B number 22. And here on A Bowl of Soul, another smoker from Mr. Al Kent and the Al Kent Orchestra. You've Gotta Pay the Price, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
You know, that song is a Northern Soul Standard. Northern Detroit Soul Standard. That song hit the R&B Top 20 in 1967. This Killer 45, You Got to Pay the Price. And then later on, the Supremes did their version. They did their vocal version of You Got to Pay the Price. You definitely have to hear that. And also Gloria Taylor. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And make sure you catch me on live365.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you like my page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, on Facebook as well. And if you're an independent artist out there and you like to get your music played here on A Bowl of Soul, just hit me up on abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And we're going to keep this instrumental groove going. We got something out of Philadelphia by The Illusions. 1968 instrumental called The Funky Donkey, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Funk Smoker, arranged by the great Mr. Bobby Martin, and also the musicians that you heard in the background were, they weren't exactly called MFSB, but some of those musicians that later on went on to morph into MFSB, like Norman Harris and Bobby Martin and, you know, Bunny Siegler, and I mean, you got an Earl Young. Later on became mother, father, sister, brother, but this was a funk smoker called the Funky Donkey in 1968. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love. And let me tell you something. You know what? You can't go anywhere without taking a bowl of soul with you.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Thank you.
That's Bobby Blackbird and the Blue Jays from Australia. They're a heavy funk band, and this song, Peach Fuzz, was released in 2004 on Cardboard City Records. You know, their music has been described as a mix between the Kinks and the Funky Meters from New Orleans. And it's not your usual cliche funk covers, but, you know, original deep funk. You know what I'm saying? This is original deep funk. And if you want to know more information about Bobby Blackbird and the Blue Jeans, I'm thinking of Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, which was on Phil Spector's Phillies label. No, it's Bobby Blackbird and the Blue Jays. Go to CardboardCityRecords.com, baby. You know, that's some heavy funk there. I like that. And you know, what's amazing to me is I'm getting some crazy soul music coming out of Australia. I mean, they are definitely on the R&B tip. They are on the funk tip. You know, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. We're bringing you soul music from all over the world. And coming up next, a nice, sweet instrumental from Young Holt Unlimited, off of the album, the 3 million seller single, Soulful Strut, was on this album. Please, Sunrise Please, which was formerly done by Miss Barbara Acklin, but you gotta hear the instrumental, because like I told you, this is the type of music you're driving in your car, and you're just chilling. You know what I'm saying? You're not stressing out about anything. It's so mellow. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Now, you know that's sweet. That's that sweet Chicago soul, symphonic soul, done by the Young Holt Unlimited. Drummer Isaac Redholt and bassist L.D. Young were formerly members of Ramsey Lewis Jazz Trio, and they formed a new outfit called the Young Holt Trio with pianist Don Walker in 1966. They met with modest success and had a minor hit with Whack Whack, which charted at number 40 on the Billboard Hot 100. However, in 1968, the group renamed itself Young Holt Unlimited and replaced
Mr. Don Walker with Ken Chaney, and under their new name, they scored a number 3 Hot 100 hit with Soulful Strut. You know, I tell everybody, get this album, because this album, not only was Soulful Strut hot, all the tracks on this album was hot. A lot of the instrumentals they did were instrumentals of Barbara Acklin songs, I Love Makes a Woman, but the album is totally hot. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and coming up next, we're going to play Humpty Dump from the Vibrettes. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Another Philly soul smoker, baby. You know that song. You know that's a female funk group called the Vibrettes. You know, I said, wow.
I mean, that song was definitely killer on the Lujan label. It was written and produced by Mr. Roscoe Porter. You know, that song even is good enough as an instrumental, but you know, I played you the vocal. But that's all right, because nevertheless, you still was hitting that drum was kicking butt. The guitar and the basses was rolling, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to keep that same flow going. We're going to give it to you with another song. We're going to bring it back to the instrumental. Instrumental number one by Richard Terry and Company, baby. This is 1970s funk on A Bowl of Soul. Y'all giving you some 70s funk from Richard Terry and Company. Remind me of CJ and Company, you know, on the Westbound label, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love. You can catch me on the Progressive Radio Network at 6 p.m. every Friday. And you can also catch me on Live 365, 365 days of the year, 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, nonstop, and limited commercial interruption. And I know you like that. And I'm on aircheck.us, www.aircheck.us, and I'm on legends107radio.com on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. And we're going to bring you again some Philly instrumental soul from MFSB, a classic that was done by the Nightlighters, now done by MFSB, called KG. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back. It's a classic, originally done by the Nightlighters, who morphed into New Birth. Done by MFSB, KG, and you know, that song was a big hit on the soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever. This is a classic, because really it's a soul classic, and then they did it kind of like on a faster pace, which they would call disco, but it's still R&B, and it's still all good, and it's a bowl of soul. And coming up next, I'm going to play you some dub, some Jamaican dub instrumental from Sky High Tension, talking about, you know what, you need to praise Jah. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Yeah, had to give you some reggae dub, baby, instrumental. I'm loving it with the bass line and the drums, and this is A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to wrap up by this fantastic producer called Cutlery doing a nice jazz sample beat underground instrumental coming to you here on A Bowl of Soul. that's DJ Cutlery giving you a nice funky jazz sample beat here on A Bowl of Soul. And you know what? We wrapping up our instrumentals, hot instrumental show. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I enjoyed myself immensely. Make sure you stay tuned next week on Friday, where we're going to bring you some more soul sounds for the new year and even some new soul sounds for the new year. This is Professor T-Love, and make sure you catch me on www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. on Fridays. And make sure you also catch me at 11 o'clock on the new station, www.legend107radio.com. This is Professor T-Love, bringing you some of the hottest soul sounds you ever want to hear. I enjoy playing this music for you, and I hope you enjoy it too. I want you to have a great and fantastic weekend. Remember, we are our brother's keeper. Make sure you look out for one another, love on your family, love others, because you can't say you love others when you don't even love yourself. So make sure you take care of you as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.